I'm April Cummings with your latest news. With a new Parliament Management Amendment Bill coming up at the next meeting, some MPs say the same support on paper doesn't stretch equally in every district. Radio KMAN's Elizabeth Charles reports.
Speaking while hosting a community event for Georgetown Central residents, MP Kenneth Bryan says his constituency office is especially costly to run.
My constituency is in the heart of the capital, so my office ends up being the highest expense.
He says the allowance does not cover those basic costs.
For the last year and odd, I've been paying more to keep my office running than the money that government gives me.
And he says the kinds of requests he receives can make that gap even harder to manage.
Other people have different needs, so most times, unfortunately, they're financially related in respect to my constituency. So it becomes a little bit burdensome.
Under the bill, the monthly constituency allowance would rise from $5,000 to $6,500 and put office staff on formal contracts paid by the Parliament Management Commission, where Ryan is expected to sit. But every MP would still receive the same $6,500 allowance, even where needs and costs are higher. For Radio KMAN News, I'm Elizabeth Charles.
To the courts now, where Radio KMAN's Jevy Ebanks has an update on the latest summary court cases and a look at what's ahead.
O'Neill Troy Duncan Jr. appeared on Wednesday from HMP Northward, where he entered guilty pleas to assaulting a police officer and tampering with an electronic monitoring device in relation to 2024 charges. The court heard that Duncan had been receiving ongoing treatment while in remand and has shown progress. He was granted bail to reside at a specific address and report to the police twice weekly. He remains on bail pending sentencing. In a separate case, Abian Gale received a one-year conditional discharge for 2025 offenses of assaulting police, resisting a police officer, and disorderly conduct. The court warned that any infraction during the discharge period will result in the matter being brought back for resentencing, with immediate imprisonment most likely. Meanwhile, the Cayman Islands Coroner's Court is set to convene for its second sitting for 2026 next week. The court will sit from the 13th to the 17th of June. While the judiciary previously announced the dates, the list of cases to be heard has not yet been released. It's expected to be posted on the Judicial Administration website ahead of Monday's opening. Jevy Ebanks, Radio KMAN News.
That is your local news at this hour. I'm April Cummings. Now to the BBC for stories making headlines around the world.
BBC News with Moira Alderson. A top Iranian official has told the BBC the US must choose war or peace as the ceasefire appears compromised. Iran's deputy foreign minister said Tehran had warned Washington after Israel's massive strikes on Lebanon that it could not have it both ways. European countries have said Lebanon must be included in the truce. The British foreign minister, Yvette Cooper, called the Israeli attacks that killed more than 200 people deeply damaging. In other news, Britain's Defence Secretary John Healey has warned President Putin any attempt by Russia to damage undersea cables and pipelines around the British Isles won't be tolerated. He revealed British and Allied forces had tracked a Russian attack submarine and two underwater spy vessels for a month. Millions of Indians are voting in local elections seen as a test for the Prime Minister Narendra Modi's Hindu Nationalist Party. Polls have opened in the states of Assam and Kerala and in the federally administered region of Puducherry. Four migrants have died trying to board a boat in the channel between France and England. The French authorities said two men and two women were swept away by strong currents near Boulogne-sur-Mer. Their boat then continued its journey with about 30 other people on board. The Russian Supreme Court has designated the Nobel Prize-winning human rights group Memorial an extremist organisation. The ruling criminalises its work and opens anyone using its material to prosecution. NASA says they're ensuring they don't take their eye off the ball as the Orion crew prepares to return to Earth. They're due to splashdown on Friday. Conservationists are warning that climate change is pushing emperor penguins and fur seals in Antarctica towards extinction. A new assessment for the International Union for Conservation of Nature says both populations have plummeted due to loss of sea ice and food availability. BBC News.